Here we are. This is Carrie Cassidy and Bill Ryan from Project Camelot, and we are here with Michael St. Clair on the morning after the United States election, in which Obama is now president.
And it's the 5th of November, 2008.
And we want to welcome Michael and actually talk to you, Michael, about, number one, your predictions, and talk to you about timelines and why people's predictions, and even Looking Glass, in fact, has been wrong about telling the future repeatedly at this point.
Yes. You see, with the alignments that we have now, it is very difficult to say what is real and what is not real, what is actually going on, and what is prediction, and what is creating an event, and what is co-creation, and what is action. So while I predicted that Mrs. Palin will be president, I will stand by that prediction, and she will be probably preparing her run for presidency for 2012. And to be honest with you, Carrie, you know, whoever is caught in the prediction of Obama being president will now also have a certain part in the responsibility of what is about to unfold. And I am glad not to have any part in that, because I can say I did not help co-create it, and so I will not have to live with the consequences of what this is going to bring. Because you see, what is now happening is that there are events in motion where the controllers feel that they actually have this wrapped up and that they control the events. But the astrology would tell us, the very advanced astrologers, seers, would know now at this point that you cannot control events, and that there are things happening around the world in this physical realm that are very, very unusual. And I want to give you a very short, quick example, a very simple example. I'll post a photo on my website, lightseeds.com, in about 24 hours. Very simply put, there is a cherry tree in the neighborhood of a sacred place I go to at times, and we're in the middle of fall. It's rather cool now in Frankfurt. And this cherry tree is blossoming while all the leaves are falling apart. And so while actually the nature is preparing for winter, you have this lonely cherry tree who is blossoming. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So you're looking at an event that is totally out of the ordinary, and that's the shamanic sign. And there are many other events, like a couple days ago I crossed the street and saw some street lights that were blinking, and all of a sudden one of the lights just went dead. I just looked at it and thought of it and thought, that's interesting. So I think that's the stance to take, is to observe what's going on around us and to just say, it's interesting.
Okay.
So, well, that's where we're at, you know?
One thing that we're aware of as Camelot is that there are obviously factions behind the scenes that are orchestrating events, and that Obama was chosen by one group, and then there's an opposition group that wanted McCain, obviously. And therefore, one group is absolutely winning at the moment, and that could shift at any time. One of the things that has been going on behind the scenes are a lot of things that we are not hearing about. And therefore, it's very hard for people who see events or even intentions for events and read them on a psychic level to tap into how they're going to actually play out. And that actually gets back to Looking Glass, which is like an alien device for seeing the future that Dan Biersch talked about. And here we have Looking Glass having been wrong on a number of counts. One of the things Looking Glass had said is that Hillary would be president. Now, we know that there are lots of predictions that Obama may not make it through to the end of office. There are all sorts of predictions that could change the current timeline that we're on again. So what you have is what seems to be awakening consciousness around the planet that is actually impacting on the timelines. Therefore, intentions of the powers that be are not going to necessarily be playing out the way they expect them to. And so they're scrambling behind the scenes. On top of that, you've got white hats in the U.S. government and so on that we have been contacted in regard to, which are actually orchestrating some events against that Bush faction that originally was in power. So there's a lot of different things going on, as you know. So maybe you want to talk about that. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about some of the things going on in Europe, because we have listeners to this all over the world. And anywhere else in the world, certainly the Russian situation is very interesting as well.
And you also mentioned, Michael, in your own words, events that were about to unfold. And it would be very interesting for listeners to hear what it is that you have to say about that.
Yes, I do not want to comment on this, Bill, and I'm going to now explain to you why. I don't want to have any energy strings attached to this, because my work is geared and focused towards creating what I call radiant zones, or places of retreat where we can create new economies. And so my friends and clients and I, we are very active in creating opportunities. For instance, today I came from a meeting where we are creating green, high-tech, new application in the medical business. We're doing a lot of positive things. We're active, in other words, creating what we're talking about, new economies. We're buying gold. We're getting ready for exciting stuff. So you have to understand, you're going to have levels and levels of realities, or what you call timelines. One can call them timelines or realities, and they will coexist with each other. So now it's a matter of where we are going to put the focus. So my focus is with my friends and colleagues and clients around the world, where we're creating opportunity. And
yes,
what goes on those other levels that you talked about, I've said to my friends and my clients, we don't give any focus or energy to those matters. They can live with the consequences of what they create, and we focus on really positive things that we want to create. And these things will coexist for a while until these timelines then separate, because as I said in the beginning, we are living now through very unusual phenomenon type series, like the cherry tree, like other things I mentioned. And that is interesting. We have to just look at it, observe it, and stay aloof and detached of it while doing what we want to create. So we have to actually now walk these paths of our intentions, of what we want to call spirituality, etc. And when looking at the astrological alignments, we know that we're going through 2 or 3 or 4 years now where there is obviously polarization and tension going on, but that is creative tension out of which beautiful results will emerge.
Okay, well, obviously we're right on board with you, Michael, in that regard, and you're aware of our Project Avalon and the ground crew, which we have gathered and are gathering as we speak to put together safe zones where they can live, create projects where they can do something creative and feel good about the future, and begin to create the future as we go. And thank God for the awakening consciousness around the planet in this regard. Part of that is certainly creating the success that Project Avalon and our forum has been already. But we are also looking towards the future here, and we are calling you to find out if you have anything to say in regard to the astrology of the future. And I know you sent through a link, and you've got some things posted on your site about the various planetary alignments and so on that are going to be coming. And maybe you can address some of that for our listeners at the moment. We're not going to be having a really long phone call here, but we would like it if you could cover some of that astrology for people.
Yes, well, the trends are now that we're moving into beautiful alignments. For instance, right in the beginning of the year, with the Aquarian conjunction of Jupiter and Neptune, and Chiron lasting into May, June 2009, the full moon of June 2009, and then towards the end of the year, so the whole of 2009 is creating networks. The key word here is creating networks. That's the idea behind the Radiant Zones, to create networks of people who help each other in creating new economies and new technologies and solutions. And, of course, in the economy, we're faced with a situation where, like I told you in May this year, we have to buy gold, and that's what we're doing. And that's what friends and clients are doing, and what people should be doing is just make sure they stay independent of what is going to happen, economically speaking, to the paper money. And I know that what we're doing is a lasting experiment and will create really solutions. What I can say is that the solutions are going to have to come about by people who focus on doing that and nothing else. So this is a complete change in direction of thinking that we have to go through now. That's what the astrology shows. We have to now rethink everything that we thought we knew about reality and how reality stacks up. That's what the main alignment is all about, with this opposition between Uranus and Saturn, is that actually reality itself is in question now. And this alignment lasts more or less for about 2 years. So this is a very long story. That's 24 months of living through these creative tensions I mentioned, and oppositions and squares leading into July of 2010. But all of this is accompanied by extremely beautiful opportunities and chances. So now is the time to be really awake.
Okay, and you've watched the economies actually going down, and I know you're stressing buying gold. There are a lot of people out there that don't necessarily have the wherewithal to buy gold. However, certainly bartering may come to pass as a means of getting by in coming days as we see a greater economic downturn. Are you seeing the economies actually going by the wayside at the moment?
Yes, well, I see both. There are opportunities coming along now where a lot is possible, where you can create your own economy. So I'm not at all for getting by. That concept is like foreign to my friends and myself. We don't want to get by. We want to create a very interesting commonwealth among people who are connected in networks. And how we do this depends on what is around us. So yes, sure, you see the economy going down in the sense that the whole paper money and the whole exchanges and the markets, etc., are out for the count for the moment. And I would assume that probably within a year or two, the Federal Reserve will be dissolved, and that this whole reality that we lived until now is in question. So now is time, of course, to wake up and create something of your own. And the barter system is a great part of it, absolutely. You can trade your services against goods, etc. So this is all going to become a whole new concept that comes into being over the next 2 to 4 years. It has begun. Actually, it is a reality now.
Yes, I think that's possible around the world.
I just want to say that I don't see any of this in a negative light.
I understand. Do you have anything else that you wanted to add this morning while we have you on the line?
Yes, sure. I would like to say that right now, as the weeks unfold and the months, all of these trends and events will be dominated by powerful planetary releases, and some of it can be very healing, some of it can be stressful, depending on where you stand, how you look at it. And this is why I'm saying the best we can do now is to be really fluid and stay in observing mode and not attached to the outside events and to what is happening in these larger scale political, economic trends, and instead focus on our own lives and our friends and our networks and create together opportunities and work on that and put all our effort and energy into this. And this will go very well, because the astrology would show that now is a really good time to get started with it. I'm extremely positive. I mean, I can say to you that my clients and my friends, we're very happy about this, and we're going about doing our things. I've been doing it now for a while.
Yes.
So to us, we carry on. It's looking good. Here in Europe, things are okay. And my friends in the United States and in Canada, all over the world, we're connected to create what we want to do for each one. So we're looking at all of this from a completely different viewpoint. This is another perspective, and I think the cherry tree I was telling you about sums it up. We are going to live through very unusual phenomena. We will see things that on the face of it don't make sense. And so we will have the layers of reality, and we will be looking at that and observing it and thinking about it a little bit, what this can mean in our lives. So this is, I think this is exciting.
Right. Well, we definitely would agree with you there. So at any rate, thank you very much, Michael St. Clair, for spending a little time with us this morning and just giving us your take on current events and what may be coming in the future here. So I'm going to let you go because we're getting another call, and take care, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. All the best to you. You'll be well, okay?
Bye-bye, you too.
Bye-bye.